Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we head into the end of the week, today and tomorrow we'll wrap up this week's section of devotions from the book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And this week we've been looking at serving with a guarded heart. And today we're specifically talking about guarding our hearts with understanding. The psalmist writes and asks God to give him understanding that he might obey his laws, his commands. And as I thought about that, I think about all of the times where we resist laws and commands of people, of our political institutions, of our governments, because we don't understand them. They make no sense to us. They seem rather random and, well, pointless. And I believe many times we approach God's Word with that same mentality, that I only really have to obey the parts I understand. Now, there's a disclaimer with really most of these topics, if not all of them, specifically regarding guarding our heart, is we're not going to reach the ultimate perfection in any of these this side of heaven. We will never have perfect trust. We will never have perfect faithfulness. We will never have perfect understanding, a complete understanding. But that should not keep us from pursuing a greater understanding that will guard our hearts as we serve people. And this is, as many of the topics, a twofold element of need in our life. Foundationally, we need to grow in our understanding of God's Word. We need to spend more time in it. We need to spend time letting it soak into our life. Not simply reading through it as quickly as possible so we can check it off our list and move on to whatever's next in life, but to dwell in it, to meditate upon it, to memorize it, to hide it within our heart. And to do so in a spirit, in a season of prayer, so that our understanding will grow with the help of God's Spirit. And so foundationally, we guard our hearts with an understanding of who God is, of what He has said, of how He wants us to live. But we also need to guard our hearts with an understanding of the people around us, specifically in the context of serving God as we serve others, an understanding of those that we serve. It's easy to become embittered with people, to become upset with them, to dismiss them because their actions aren't what we expect, aren't what we desire, aren't perhaps even appropriate. And before our heart is turned against them, we need to guard it with an understanding of what's really going on. Perhaps an understanding of God's Word that says our battle is not against flesh and blood. Sometimes the things that seem to be an attack against us are really an attack against God, against His words, against His commands and precepts. The prophet Samuel really was upset when the people demanded that they be ruled over by a king. Samuel had served as as a priest, as a ruler, as a leader, as one that the people would go to. And God says, it's not you they're rejecting. It's me. And so many times we fail to see that when we represent God, when we live as a representative of Jesus, that it kind of rubs against the spirit that lives within others. And we need to understand them more fully. As we look at life, it's important that we take the time to understand as best as we can those that we serve, so that our heart would be guarded. I write in the devotional book and tell the story of a camp experience that I had many years ago. It was my first experience in a new camp setting for me with a new age group that I had not really worked with. And had responsibility for a group of boys that, well, were less than obedient. One in particular that seemed to be at camp for the sole purpose of making my life miserable. And as much as I tried to get this boy to kind of get with the program and do the things that was expected and be the team player and all the cliches that you might want to use in that setting, he simply would not be a part of what needed done. And before that first day was over, my heart had kind of turned against this young boy and against the leader of the camp week that seemed to kind of dismiss everything that was going on with him. And finally that night, as I was ready to simply give it up, go home, I can't do any good here. This boy is not only not listening, but he's creating an influence within the group that's spreading. And then the camp leader sat down and explained a little bit about what was going on in this boy's life outside of camp. Opened my heart to a little bit of understanding of things that I had no clue about. And that information helped to guard my heart to see this young boy differently than I had before. And it taught me a lesson to look beyond the visible actions. To pursue an understanding that would guard my heart. I finished out the week. The boy finished out the week. We had a great time together. The team that I was leading, the group of boys, it was a good, productive week. All because someone noticed that I needed to have a guarded heart. With understanding. And sometimes that understanding that we need can be obtained by us by taking the time to listen, by knowing what's going on, by pursuing information. But other times we're in a situation that understanding that is necessary to guard our heart has to come from someone else. Someone that's more knowledgeable, that has information that is not readily visible, that would probably never be expressed by the one that we're serving. And we need to be open to listening to those we serve, listening to those that know those we serve. And we guard our heart with this understanding so that we begin to see a bigger picture. We begin to see an element of need that could easily be overlooked and could go unseen. You see, while it's true with children, it's true with all of us. Living with a growth in our understanding ought to guard our hearts so that we can serve people who we would, in our human nature, reject. And when we begin to understand, as I mentioned earlier, that the battle that we find ourselves in is not against flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle. And we take that understanding and we wrap it around our heart. Then we ought to be able to serve with a greater focus, with a greater love, with a greater impact. Because we have not allowed our heart to become angry or embittered towards those we serve. And when we serve with a greater understanding of God's Word, we learn to obey Him without our heart becoming angry or embittered towards Him. And it's in this act of service, as we serve people, that we discover that we are indeed serving God, that we're making His name known, that we're spreading the good news of Jesus. And we're doing so to people because our heart is guarded with understanding. So many times, if we would simply pause and try to understand, I believe one of the reasons why we are living in such a divisive time is because people are no longer willing to listen and even try to understand. We've drawn the battle lines, we've taken sides, and we're not willing to listen to someone who thinks or acts differently than we do. Because we know it all, and they don't. And they're sitting over there saying the exact same thing. But when we guard our hearts with understanding, and we may not agree with the motivation behind what someone else is doing, but it's that element of understanding, of seeing a glimpse at least into why they're doing it, it helps us to serve. And all, we won't see the full picture. While things will remain clouded in mystery and hidden at times, I believe God's desire is that we grow in understanding of Him, of His Word, and of one another, so that we will live with a heart that is guarded. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. Your love for us has given us the tools needed to grow in understanding. And while there are things in Your Word that will never be fully understood, You've designed it as a mystery to be revealed to the fullest extent necessary when Jesus returns. And then we know just as fully as we are known. But Father, may in the meantime, may we be purposeful about growing in our understanding of Your Word. And may that understanding guard our heart in this spiritual battle that we find ourselves in. May we lean towards Your laws and commands, because our heart of rebellion has been guarded and replaced with a heart of understanding. And Father, as we serve people, and as we encounter people who our human nature wants to reject, wants to avoid, wants to have nothing to do with, may You give us a heart of understanding, a heart that is guarded by understanding, so that we would not be embittered or angry towards them, but that we would know how to serve effectively, that we would gaze into their life to understand things that may not be obvious. Perhaps the causes, the reasons, the life experiences that have brought them to where they're at. Father, may serving with a heart guarded by understanding help us to share the good news of Jesus with everyone we would encounter. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would seek to not reject them based on influences that have happened already in their life that create actions that we find undesirable. May our heart be guarded with an understanding of their great need for truth, for love, for Jesus. And may we help our children to grow in knowledge and an understanding of Your Word, that they too would have a heart that's guarded with this understanding, that they would look to all of their classmates, their peers, the people around them, not from the outside, but from the inside, from the heart level. And Father, as we seek to live and to grow with a heart guarded by understanding, may we not be so busy that we fail to take the time necessary to understand, to listen, to look beyond the actions that are designed to get our attention, to see the heart that is hurting, the heart that is lonely, the heart that has been crushed. Father, as we serve today, and whatever that looks like, may we consistently serve with a an awareness that we're serving you. And so, Father, today as we serve, as we represent Jesus in the midst of our daily activity, may we do so in such a way that we would guard our hearts with your word, through an understanding of your word. And may we guard our hearts with an understanding of those people who are around us. And as we serve with this heart guarded by understanding, may we not let the distractions of the enemy keep us from lifting up Jesus at every opportunity, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.